You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk goalball. If you are into the sport and you are a pro, or in fact you may be new and you are looking for new opportunities, well, if you live in the Essex area, maybe near Chelmsford, there's a brand new goalball club launching, and from Chelmsford Goalball Club, joining me are the club chair, George Sullivan, and treasurer, Lee Mercer. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Hubert. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, Hubert. Cheers for having me on, mate.
So let's start with you, George. Most of us listening will probably know what goalball is, but for people that don't, can you give a brief explanation as to how goalball works?
Basically, it's a visually impaired sport that has two teams. It's like on the size of a, say, volleyball court. You have three players on each team. Everyone that plays is shaded, so you're all on the same level of eyesight. We play with... I've always explained it like the size of a basketball for me, but other people have described it a little bit. It could be a little bit smaller, but it has ball bearings inside, and you have a high ball line. So you have to... The ultimate goal is to score past the other team. So you have a left wing, you have a right wing, and you have a centre. So it all goes across the line of a, I would say, a goal. Like, it's a bit like a football goal. It's quite fun. It's very, very energetic.
Lee, let's come to you then. So goalball clubs are in many locations around the UK and around the world. And this new club in Chelmsford is now launching. How did that come about?
We knew that there were other clubs around. We knew that it was a sport that lots of people really enjoyed. Lots of people in our community were into, or knew people that were into. But the problem we had in Essex was that we didn't have our own team. We didn't have a provision for VI sport in the area. We'd been talking amongst a few people in our own groups about what we could possibly do, how we could get something started that could bring people in. And it was actually a post on our regional Facebook group through RNIB Connect from one of our community members asking a similar question to what we'd been asking, in that, was there any VI sport in this region? The post got so much traction from people who said that they would be really interested to start something, to join something if it was available, that we felt this was the right time to start pushing and actually getting a group of people together to form a committee to really build something and to really try and provide this opportunity to people in and around Essex. We pulled this group together as a few of us, some with experience in the sport, some of us without as much experience. And we've really worked together to pull everything together, from, you know, finding somewhere to play, getting support from the governing body, Goalball UK, working with other organisations and services to really make sure that we've got everything right so that we can launch and offer this service and this opportunity to people in this region that we didn't have before.
George, going back to you, the Chelmsford Goalball Club is launching. What stage is the club at? What's currently happening?
We have our training sessions all dated. We have our first session on the 7th of September in Chelmsford. At the moment, we're just basically advertising and promoting about the sessions, about the club, looking for players and volunteers. So anyone listening, if that interests you, you're definitely welcome. There's like a couple of admin sort of bits that need to still be, like, technically be done, but that doesn't affect the sessions taking place.
So Lee, you're actually going to get into goalball for the first time and be part of Chelmsford Goalball Club. How do you feel about your debut in goalball?
It's really exciting. I've heard so many people talk about goalball as a sport and as a community activity for so long, and not been able to access it, not been able to travel to other places where it is. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity to start. And, you know, as much as, you know, people have said it's a very energetic sport, a lot can happen, it's a lot of moving around, it's very competitive, but a lot of fun. So from the descriptions I have from my friends and the community that play it, I'm, you know, really looking forward to getting stuck in and just finding out what it's like to join this new group, this new sport for me, and hopefully it'll be really, really enjoyable, and I'll be able to pass it on to new people, and I'll be part of that group that's really selling it to other people and saying, no, come along, it's really great, it's really enjoyable. So I'm no quite excited to get stuck in and to get started with learning a completely new sport, and the first sport I've played as someone with sight loss.
Well, we wish you the best of luck and hopefully that will go well. George, if people want to join Lee on the goalball court and get involved in Chelmsford, how can they do that?
They can get in touch with us at chelmsfordgoalball@outlook.com, or we have a Facebook page as well, which is Chelmsford Goalball. One of the people that maintain the Facebook page will get in contact with you. We have an app called Spond, so that'll be where all our information for the club will go, like training sessions, tournaments. Also, we're gonna have so there's gonna be like social events, what we do as well, because I think it's really important, the social element, having a community sport like goalball, and like especially in Essex, because it's not as much as we'd like there to be. So I think this is a perfect opportunity.
Thank you very much, both George Sullivan, Club Chair, and Lee Mercer, Treasurer for Chelmsford Goalball Club, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.